race is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Biden's DOJ partnered with the SPLC, then turned around and cited them to say white supremacy was the biggest threat to the country. But then the banks flagged the fraud to the feds, and the Biden White House shut down the investigation. Because what else would Kamala have to run on?
From the holy cow, you can't make this up file, Democrats lying, claiming, well, you know, Republicans are out there targeting the Southern Poverty Law Center because they're trying to protect the racists, that they're trying to protect these Aryan and Nazi organizations. That's why they're targeting. Wait, you mean that's not why the investigation started? No. No, it started because banks, which by law in America are required to have certain algorithms that detect fraud, they're also required to report it when those algorithms detect it. Those algorithms detected the Southern Poverty Law Center committing fraud. Not surprising when you concoct a string of bank accounts fraudulently and give banks fake information on who controls those and also who controls the shell companies they're moving through. It's classic fraud. But Democrats believe they're above the law and now they're outraged. What's crazy about that, and hearing that from Jesse Waters right there, is that at the time this happened, that the banks were alerting the Biden administration of this crime, the Southern Poverty Law Center was embedded inside the Department of Justice and the FBI and helping them to target supposedly racist conservative groups. So what do? They shut down the fraud investigation into the Southern Poverty Law Center so they can continue targeting us. This story, Southern Poverty Law Center. Oh my gosh. Okay. The Southern Poverty Law Center paid the leader of the American Nazi Party. Can you imagine if Republicans or a big Republican group, I don't know, think Heritage Foundation or something, was caught paying the leader of the American Nazi Party? We'd never hear the end of it. Do you think the left would accept, oh, well, we were just trying to infiltrate? But you're paying the leader. The leader? No, not somebody to turn him in or catch him, whatever they're doing. The leader. You know, to lead them? The Southern Poverty Law Center is paying the leader of the American Nazi Party, a former KKK member and Aryan Nations director, $70,000, while listing him as an extremist on the Southern Poverty Law Center website. So they're paying him. He's on the website. When they decide to list Charlie Kirk and his organization TPUSA alongside the leader of the American Nazi Party that they are paying as a hate group, as a hate group. 4 months later, Charlie Kirk is dead. Southern Poverty Law Center knows they put people on these lists. They get shot by looned out libs. Already happened. Family Research Council. They put them on the list. A lunatic lib decided to kill them, thinking the Southern Poverty Law Center was, you know, legit. Let that sink in for a minute. And folks, this is not only prophetic, but heartbreaking. Charlie Kirk had their number. Here's Charlie Kirk right after he and TPUSA were listed beside the American Nazi Party leader that the Southern Poverty Law Center was paying as a hate group of equal stature. Man, Charlie Kirk had the Southern Poverty Law Center's number. Take a listen. Here he is on Fox News. This is 4 months before Charlie Kirk's assassination.
They're literally putting high school chapters of ours on a hate group next to the KKK and next to neo-Nazi groups. And I mean, we can laugh this off. There's an element to this. Remember that there was a shooter that went to the Family Research Council ago, inspired by the SPLC list. This is them trying to make us basically surrender at Turning Point USA. We're going to do the opposite.
Unbelievable. Folks, my kids are a member of a local TPUSA group. Great people, by the way. Great kids. I just can't believe any of this would be listed as a hate group. But Charlie Kirk continued.
This is them trying to make us basically surrender at Turning Point USA. We're going to do the opposite, and our students are only going to lean in even more. But they can't debate us on our ideas. They cannot dialogue. They cannot actually go onto the merits of why they are right or why we might be wrong. Instead, they must smear us with the age-old one-liner that you are a racist or that you are a hater, and they're finally realizing the power of Turning Point USA, which is why they put us
on
this
list. You're effective, you're a threat.
Yeah, that's the problem. They cannot debate you. So they hate you. They create fake hate. Charlie Kirk posted this. This is May 25th, so 4 months before his assassination, right after he was listed, again, alongside the Nazi party leader that Southern Poverty Law Center was paying, okay? When you pay an informant, and that's not what they were doing. When you pay an informant, again, I've covered federal courts. I've covered a lot of RICO cases. I've spent way too many years of my life as a crime reporter in court. If you lived in Charlotte, you read my stuff for many years. Nobody pays an informant at the top of an organization. You pay an informant at the bottom or the middle to take the top out. You don't pay the guy at the top. What happens when you pay the guy at the top? He's like, oh man, I got to recruit. I got to get people. I got to get hate. I got to get it going. I'm not going to get paid again by them. That's what they were paying for. Or they would have, if they wanted an informant, they'd have paid somebody at the bottom or the middle. So they're lying, but to the left, they always lie. Okay, here's what Charlie Kirk says. The Southern Poverty Law Center has added Turning Point, his group, to their ridiculous hate group list right next to the KKK and the neo-Nazis, who it turned out they were paying. A cheap smear from a washed-up organization that's been fleecing scared grandmas for decades. They somehow still rake in over $100 million a year peddling their hate map nonsense, sitting pretty in their Montgomery poverty palace while crying about hate to line their pockets. Even former staffers called their racket a con, Charlie Kirk wrote. Again, 4 months before his assassination, around the time they put him on their list as some sort of hate monger. Their game plan? Scare financial institutions into debanking TPUSA, Charlie's group, pressure schools to cancel us and demonize us so some unhinged lunatic, listen to this, feels justified targeting us. Prophetic, isn't it? God bless him. He's such a good person. Remember the Family Research Council? An SPLC-inspired gunman went after them. They'd love nothing more than to see TPUSA in the crosshairs. And 4 months later, they were. 4 months later, they were. Why did TPUSA really go after Charlie Kirk? $100 million. That was what Charlie raised. Charlie registered 5 million kids and young people to vote across the swing states. Charlie Kirk helped Elon Musk flip a lot of those states from Republicans third in registration to Republicans number one in registration. That's why he was put on their fake hate list next to the Nazi party leader that the Southern Poverty Law Center was paying through bank fraud, by the way. Again, it was the banks that turned them in to the Biden DOJ after their algorithms detected Southern Poverty Law Center's fraud. So this is not us going after some political enemies or some really worth it. The banks' algorithms caught the fraud. And that's why they were reported to the authorities. And that's why Biden had to shut it down. Got to keep the crime going. It's a Democrat way. Folks, remember when Elon Musk, a few months back, went on Joe Rogan? Joe Rogan said, you know, it's a shame you guys disbanded Doge. And Elon Musk said, no, we didn't. Still running in the background, like good spyware. Really? Well, we're seeing the results of that. What I'm about to tell you is going to infuriate you, but there's good news. I mean, a really good news at the end of this segment. Okay. Well, every once in a while, I see a stat that I get obsessed with, and I will repeat it over and over and over again because it crystallizes everything. And this stat is a stat like this. Medi-Cal, that's the California version of Medicaid. They dole out federal dollars, your money, is paying $608 million per month for people, including illegal immigrants, to cook, shop, and clean for their family members. Elderly and disabled, low-income California residents. Unbelievable. Now, they're sanctuary states, so they don't screen for illegal immigrants. So, wait, you did not hear that right. You're saying, wait. My mama needs some help around the house because she's kind of old, so I can get paid full-time to do that by the federal government? Uh-huh. Yeah, you can. The program has grown so rapidly since Joe Biden took office that 41% of job gains in California since 2019, 41% of job gains in California, that's the year Governor Gavin Newsom took office, 41% of job gains in California since January 2019 are people getting paid to take care of family members or claiming they're taking care of family members, because guess what? In California, they don't check. These are supposed to be, they're federal dollars, but state programs, right? What does that tell you? Democrats, in their battle against capitalism, business, have gutted their economies and are now dependent on fraud to prop them up. Yeah, Terry, you've told me this before. Yeah, I know about that. That's shocking. 41% of the jobs are people being paid to take care of other people. That's California. Now listen to this. Dr. Oz, Trump's head of Medicaid, Medicare Center, came out yesterday and said, guess what the number one job in New York is now? Fraud. It's fraud.
The number one job in New York is not retail, which you would think it would be. It's personal care services.
Paid for by the government.
Paid for by the government, directed by the patient. Mm-hmm. So I'll say it very simply. You get up in the morning, you feel slightly confused. Maybe you're not in your best that day. You don't want to get the groceries upstairs. In order to theoretically keep you from going to a nursing home or to a hospital, the state says, we're going to, on behalf of the federal government, pay for someone often who lives with you or near you to come take care of you. Well, in theory, that sounds great, but it's not licensed. There's no professional involved. The patient and the person they're hiring might be, you know, closely linked, so they might be in cahoots. So there's not a lot of quality control. The next thing you know, 500,000 people in New York State are providing personal care services. Even more people are providing personal care services in California.
The number one job creation category in New York right now is get paid by the federal government to take care of your mama. Let that sink in. This is just some of the comments under that Dr. Oz post. I know a woman who gets paid by the government to be the personal caregiver for her brother, and she does not even live in the same state as he does. Here's another one from a guy by the name of Mike King. I sat at the DMV in Auburn, New York, while a woman explained how she was paid to take care of her significant other who she lives with. How many hours a week, how much she was paid per hour. She was bragging and just wanted total strangers to know she was getting away with it. So Democrats, when you gut and destroy your base of commerce, you go to war with capitalism, you embrace communism, you have to steal from other people to keep your economy afloat. And that is what they are doing. And not just in that program. This is testimony before Congress, folks. From last week, California hospice leader. And she says she's been trying to blow the whistle on this for a very long time. But Gavin Newsom, the Democrats, absolutely refused to prosecute anybody but Nick Shirley, the guy doing the reporting on it. So this is her under oath testimony, Sheila Clark. She says they're running in California. It's so not inspected. This is your money. This is federal dollars. Okay. In California, it's so not inspected, they are running hospices out of burrito stands. This is what Congress heard.
You'd be amazed at how many hospices you, the door you can walk up to in California, and there is nobody there. There is 5 months worth of mail that you can see stacked up from CMS, and nobody's there. And that passed a survey. How did that happen? How do you put a hospice in a burrito stand in California? How do you put a hospice in a tire store in California? That all had to be vetted through licensure and through certification and accreditation.
Yeah, they allow the fraud. That is why Democrats are moving the Stop Nick Shirley Act. They want to put him in prison and fine him $10,000 per case for asking these questions, for walking up to a burrito stand and going, hey, where's the hospice here? I just don't even see any dying people. All I see is burritos. By the way, if you share it, they will online, you know, you re-report it, they will also fine you $10,000 and you can go to jail for saying two things about Democrats. Okay, what is the good news here? Folks, we were getting robbed blind and we didn't even know it. Knowing it is the first step to stopping it. And we are stopping it. Wait till you hear this. I was waiting to hear this and Trump just did it. Wait till you hear how many millions of illegals Trump just kicked off of Medicaid. It's good news, folks. And this is what you're going to see. You're going to see all these fraudsters disconnected. You're going to see Democrat economies absolutely tank. And you're going to see a lot of the fraudsters who are illegal immigrants, not all of them are, obviously, flee for home. They're going to take that $2,600 a head. Trump's offering them the free plane ticket to go and go home. So they don't have any other way to pay their bills. It's all good. And it's all going down right now. Shocking levels of fraud we've never heard before. 41% of the new jobs created in California are home health care, where people are paid to take care of other people. Their significant other, their spouse, their sister, their brother, nobody checks. I don't look into that gig. I don't know why I'm working. This is way too hard. I said, you know what? My husband's knee hurts. It's pretty bad, actually, right now. I should take care of him. We'd have a great time watching Netflix all day. Yeah, we can just, you know, hang out. Why not? It's a California way. And now it's the New York way, too. Same federal program. Dr. Oz saying it's now the number one job in New York.
The number one job in New York is not retail, which you would think it would be. It's personal care services.
Paid for by the government.
Paid for by the government, directed by the patient. Mm-hmm. So I'll say it very simply. You get
it's fraud. Money. And he explained that, and I played it in the last segment. Okay, I want to hit this, folks. And the Trump administration is doing this exactly as they should. They are not broadcasting it. Trump's not posting about it. Listen to the Democrats' rage about the number of people kicked off Medicaid. Are they going to die? They're not going to get prenatal services. How will we have more Democrat replacement voters? But who are the people who've been kicked off Medicaid? Where do you hear the number? Folks, we are making progress under the cover of the Iran war. Listen to this. This is RFK before the Senate. And this is a Democrat, Tina Smith, who's outraged that RFK will not allow illegals to continue to commit Medicaid fraud. They are not, by law, allowed to be on the program. By the way, that was a bill Bill Clinton signed.
First of all, there are no cuts in Medicaid. It's not
Secretary,
a cut.
$1 trillion in cuts, according to the CBO. 7 million people losing their health insurance because of the Trump administration actions. That's not debatable.
There's nobody who is legally enrolled in Medicaid who is losing coverage.
That is just
nobody.
Not true. Nobody. That is just not true.
It is so.
How else would you like?
How can it be a cut if they're committing fraud under federal law? See, that Democrats will not admit illegals are illegal. They pretend they're American citizens the second they get here. Did you catch that? 7 million kicked off Medicaid. Hoorah. Look, folks, I'm a nice person. I want everybody to be happy and healthy. I truly do. In their own country, not mine, and not at my expense.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.